Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Brian Chang, Jeopardy champion. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, John.
This is Brian Chang. He is the attorney in Chicago. He's been here for about 4 years now, originally from California. You saw him last week and the week before on Jeopardy. It was an 8-day run, right, Brian?
That's right. I won 7 games and lost my 8th episode.
And barely lost that last episode, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. Zach Newkirk, the guy who dethroned me, played just wiped out in his game. I think he thoroughly fooled me.
You're being modest. So you were the guy who had a really good run and were betting smart and playing smart. Some of your matches were close. But then lo and behold, there's this other guy who had won 4 consecutive games. COVID shut Jeopardy down. They'd try and get him back on when they could. And then they drop him in the middle of your 7-game winning streak and say, hey, do you mind if this other guy jumps in? So it's you, another champion, and one other lady. And it was a very competitive and entertaining match. I think you represented well, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It was a really, really tough game. And, you know, all credit to Jill Tucker, who was the third contestant in that game. I would not want to have been put into that position to play against a 7-day champion and a 4-day champion.
Right.
But
think about
really,
that.
Really, really cool about it.
Yeah. I was feeling bad for you, but she must be thinking, wait, these guys have 11 wins under their belt already.
Oh, yeah.
All total. So then what happens then after you lose? I guess you all shake hands and you just go home and come back to Chicago, huh?
Exactly. We're not even allowed to shake hands because of COVID, but we give each other a little wave. And yeah, I was on a plane back to Chicago the next day. But the good news is I've qualified for a tournament that will hopefully be in a couple of years. Where I'll maybe get the chance to get my my revenge on Zach.
It might be a couple of years, though?
It might be a couple of years, yeah. On the show, Ken said that the qualification period for the next Tournament of Champions already ended. And so they have the tournament every 2 years or so. So
oh.
I expect that they'll have the next tournament sometime in the next year, and then mine will be in another 2 years after that.
So then do you study? I mean, so say there was another tournament coming up at the end of the year or a month from now. I mean, do you sort of practice or kind of start to read more? What do you do when you get ready to be on Jeopardy?
You know, it's tough to study for Jeopardy. I think the chance that you happen to study something that's going to show up on the show is really, really low. It seems like the more important thing to do is to get comfortable with wagering, comfortable with how sure you have to be on an answer before you guess.
All right, let me ask you 2 last questions. What was the question on your 7-day Jeopardy run that you were most proud of having the answer to? And what was the one that you were angriest for not getting right?
Oh, the angriest is easy. There was a question, I think, on my 6th day. No, it was my 7th day. They showed up a picture of Dave Chappelle. And essentially the clue was identify this picture. And boy, I just had a brain freeze in that moment. I've seen the Dave Chappelle show many times, and I just could not remember his name for the life of me in that moment. I really wish I could get that moment back. In terms of proudest moments, gosh, I think probably knowing what I don't know was my proudest moment. In that same episode, the final Jeopardy category was the Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew that I don't know very much about the Wild West, and so I happened to wager 0 there, which I think was the right call. I got it wrong, and I was right that I don't know a whole lot about the Wild West.
But if you had guessed, and I could see why you would, because it was very close between you and that other guy, if you had guessed and gotten wrong, you would have lost money. He guessed, got it wrong. If you had guessed and got it wrong, you would have lost. But since you stayed even, you were able to eclipse him, and it was a very smart, kind of aggressive play in a way, passively aggressive, but it was a very clever play on your part.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Hey, listen, nice to visit with you again, Brian. Stay well, stay smart, and we'll visit again down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks again, John. Take care.
You betcha. Brian Chang ending a long run on Jeopardy with a new host, and people were seeing how that was going. And then lo and behold, this guy from Chicago pops up and did really well.